Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
And with Friday's 830 on the Go, I'm Mark Fry. A lawsuit's been filed against a man accused in a deadly attack on Minnesota lawmakers last summer. Federal agents executed criminal search warrants at two Twin Cities stores yesterday as part of a probe into fraud of SNAP benefits. And we're taking a look at Record Store Day. Our top story, one of Minnesota's most respected voices, has plenty to say on the U.S. Senate's vote to lift the ban on mining in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness.
Former Minnesota Governor Arnie Carlson can barely find the words to describe it.
I just can't imagine that we could be so distorted, so perverted to destroy some of the finest assets that God has given us. And that one of them is, of course, the BWCA. I find it so reprehensible, I'm perhaps not even rational on the subject.
Carlson telling WCCO's Adam Carter the two main mining companies in the region have dreadful environmental records and even criminal violations. And yet, he says, the state has refused to conduct a single public hearing. He's calling on Minnesotans to take to the streets about this, just as they did during the recent federal immigration crackdown. Proponents say eventual copper and nickel mining will bring jobs to the region. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830, WCCO.
The family of Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman has filed a civil lawsuit in Hennepin County against Vance Belter.
This comes 10 months after a violent home invasion left the Hoffmans physically and psychologically injured. Vance is accused of shooting the senator and his wife in the doorway of their home. Belter is accused of stalking the Hoffmans before the attack, parking on their street several times leading up to the attack, and even following Mrs. Hoffman to work. Prosecutors also claim Belter stalked the couple's adult daughter, Hope. She was home at the time of the attack and called 911. Al Schock, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Vance Belter appeared in federal court Friday for a short hearing. Prosecutors have yet to recommend whether to seek the death penalty in the case. That decision could come by Labor Day. Once again, there's weekend road work scheduled that'll close Interstate 94 in the Twin Cities. Crews are going to be working on bridge repairs, leading to a shutdown on westbound I-94 between Marion Street and Interstate 35E. The shutdown begins at 10 Friday night. The roadway reopens before Monday's early morning commute. MnDOT officials say the schedule may be affected by weather, which is expected to be cold and rainy on Saturday. Federal agents executed criminal search warrants at two Twin Cities stores yesterday as part of a probe into fraud of SNAP benefits, commonly known as food stamps. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says 18 other states were part of the investigation and issued administrative charging letters. USDA Inspector General John Walls.
Bring the card into the store, and instead of buying an eligible food item, which is what SNAP is for, they exchange the benefits of that card for cash, for money. And then the retailer will take that money on the card, spend it.
It's unclear what stores were targeted. Surgeons at the Wildcat Sanctuary in northern Minnesota recently performed a very delicate procedure on a lion.
Inside the operating room at the Wildcat Sanctuary, a lion is having a vasectomy.
So this particular patient is a 2.5-year-old lion, Kiros. He's one of the newest rescues here at the Wildcat Sanctuary.
Executive Director Tammy Thies says as part of all intakes, they give animals an exam and then spayed or neuter them, but not this guy.
If we neuter him, he would drop his mane because of the testosterone change.
That would be devastating.
In the wild, it means a lot because the ones with the largest mane, the darkest manes, will be the head of the pride.
He's lived by himself for 2.5 years, and she says it's going to take some time to get him socialized.
Because he's already has some strikes against him, learning some lion social skills, but he's getting better and better every day.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
It's considered a holiday for music aficionados. Record Store Day returns Saturday for its 18th year.
It began in 2008, Scott Farrell, general manager at Down in the Valley in Golden Valley.
Record stores were closing and dying everywhere. A band of them got together and said, what are we going to do to get people back into record stores? So they started with a small assortment of exclusive vinyl releases, and it just grew from there, and now it's one of our biggest days of the year by far.
The releases are limited, which means no online ordering.
That still doesn't stop people from, you know, being 800 or 900 deep when we open the doors at 9 a.m.
Even though there won't be anything new from Prince.
No Prince, no. The celebration's coming up, but we didn't see a Prince release this year.
Oh, well, still plenty of cool stuff to get. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Despite the rain and cooler temperatures, Friday officially marked the opening day for Sea Salt Eatery at Minnehaha Falls in Minneapolis. David Jones is in his second season at Sea Salt.
So it's good to see familiar faces. It's good to see the park looking the way it's supposed to look. It's getting green. You know, the leaves are going to be on the trees here soon. And it does. It really signifies the start of warm weather and the summer.
And this year's opening date is just 1 week later than last year's opening date. Thank you for tuning in. You can find more news at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.